Hey there, my name is Oluchi Ajogu, and you're welcome to Enrich Podcast. Around here, we're all about growth, and I'm so excited that you can join me for yet another episode. So this week, we are talking about love. Actually, we've been talking about love, and we've been looking at different futures of true love. Today, we'll be looking at more features of true love. Now, true love is unconditional, true love is sacrificial, true love is a lot of things. And if you want to get to know these things, please listen to the previous episodes. Thank you. Now, before we get going, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for yet another episode. Thank you for this season. Thank you, Jesus, for this festive season, for this Christmas season. And thank you for your love. Lord, I pray that you use me to speak your words and that more nutrients will be added to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So, this is episode 17 of this first season, and our text is John 3:16. Still John 3:16, we are still dwelling on this verse because it's very, you know, it's one verse in the Bible that really summarizes God's love. So that's what we've been looking at, and that's our anchor scripture for this season. It says, "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish but have eternal life." So I just read from the Amplified Bible. I really love this version of the Bible. Let me take it again. It says, "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he gave even his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish but have eternal life." Where we will be starting from today is his one and only Son, which is a clear future of God's love, which is a clear feature of this true love. Now, God's love is precious. True love is precious. He did something so precious and gave us his most prized possession. He had an only son, and he didn't consider it loss. He considered it gain to give this only son, to gain us as sons, to make us sons. Now, he gave a life for a life. He gave the life of Jesus to gain more sons, to gain more lives. He gave the life of his only son that we might be called into sonship, we might be called into sonhood. Now, Romans 8:15 says, "We did not receive a spirit that makes us slaves to fear, so we are not slaves again. But what spirit do we receive?" It says, "But that we received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba." So God has called us to sonship. He gave his son, and he has called us to sonship that we might be sons too. So God's love, God's true love, is precious, and he gave his valuable gift to us to make us sons too. It also says, "God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him." So this is another feature of God's love. We've said true love is unconditional, it's sacrificial, it's universal, it's precious. Now it is accessible. Whoever believes in him, there's no specific, you know, criteria of people or persons that have access to this love. It's whoever believes in him. So this love is accessible, and as accessible as it has a condition attached to it, which is to believe in Jesus. Yes, this love is unconditional, but to assess this gift, to assess this accessible love, we need to believe in Jesus. This love is for everyone. He died for everyone. He died for everyone. He died for you listening. He died for me. But first, to enjoy this gift, we must believe in him. Do you believe in him? You know, going back to the first episode of this podcast where we talked about a relationship with God, some of us, yes, we believe there is a God, but we've not made any move to show that we really believe that there is a God. We've not made any move to show our belief in Him. Now, if you believe in Him, make that move to get to know Him. Make that move to get to know who you believe in. So we must believe in God to enjoy this gift. He also says that whoever believes and trusts in Him shall not perish. Now, this is another future of true love, another future of God's love. This love is non-judgmental. This love does not want you to be condemned. It does not want you to perish. It says, whoever believes in Him shall not perish. So God's love does not want you to perish. You know, to perish means to waste or to lose one's normal qualities. It also means to rot and to decay. Now, God does not want that for any of us. You know, we are endowed with a lot of abilities and qualities. Now, this love is that love that wants you to be the best of who you are. This love is that love that not only wants you to be the best of who you are, but to be the best of what you're meant to be. This love wants your abilities, you know, your qualities, your talents to be useful. This love does not want them to waste. This love does not want you to perish. It does not want anything about you to perish. It does not want any area of your life to perish. And that's, you know, what Enrich is all about, to add nutrients to our life that we grow in all areas of our lives. This love, which is God's love, does not want any area of your life, be it your academics, be it your finance, you know, your social life, it does not want any part of it to perish. This love does not want you to be condemned. Now, Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So as much as this love wants you to be saved and not condemned, there is something you must do. Like we said, love is all about actions. So you have to keep acting. You have to keep doing something. There is something you must do. You must accept this love and believe in Christ Jesus. You must accept this love and be in Christ Jesus. Finally, it says, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So God's love is beneficial. You stand to gain from this love. You gain eternal life. You gain everlasting life. You gain a whole lot of things from this love. You know, as we are coming to the end of this episode, as we'll be wrapping up this season, I want you to be very conscious of the fact that God loves you. He loves you so, so much. And His love is the ultimate love. Thank you, Jesus, for this gift of love. We ask, Lord, that you help us understand and appreciate this gift. In Jesus' name, amen. So that's it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And like I said, we are coming to the end of this first season. And in the next episode, we'll be concluding our season of God's love. It's really been an amazing journey, and I hope you've been enriched and that you're growing and that, you know, nutrients are being poured into your lives. So don't miss the next episode. Now, the next season, our season 2, is going to be different from what we had in the season 1, and I'm really excited for it. I'm trusting God for it. So subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening from, and don't forget to share this episode if it blessed you. The goal is to get more people on this growth journey. We don't want to be growing alone. We want to grow with as many people as we can. Thank you so much again. Stay tuned and stay blessed.